Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Upfront in the Prophetic, a production of People of Prophetic Power Ministries. Your hosts, Alan and Francine Fosdick, invite you to tune in to Upfront in the Prophetic every week, where it's natural living in the supernatural, and where the true prophetic is off the chain and right on. Alan and Francine are anointed prophetic ministers of the gospel who are raising up a supernatural generation for an end-time army of believers to establish and advance the kingdom of God with love, signs and wonders, miracles and prophetic abilities, which are needed for the last day harvest. Be prepared to call in with your questions and be ready to chat with their special guests from around the world. Their hunger and thirst for Jesus is radically infectious. Please join us now live with Alan and Francine on this edition of Upfront in the Prophetic. Catch the fire.
Incredible. Incredible. Omnipotent. Omnipotent. Hey.
Everyone, Upfront in the Prophetic, a production of People of Prophetic Power Ministries. That's Popm, POPPM.org. I am your host for today, Francine Fosdick, and I'm coming to you live from Pennsylvania. Hey, are you guys fired up? Well, I'll tell you what, you will be. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, we know what the Word of God says, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in all high places. However, know this, that greater is he that is in us than he that is of this world. Come on now, people. The Lord is raising up an army of believers. Come on now. Can you feel it in the atmosphere? Yes, he is. Those who understand spiritual warfare and those who know who they are in Christ Jesus and that will challenge and pull down the Leviathans and the behemoths of today. We are called the remnant, and we are arising. Can you tell I am fired up? I am so fired up about our guest today. He is a warrior on fire. Woo! I tell you, and you will catch this fire. It is imparted into you today, so grab a hold of it. Her name is Robin Kirby Ghetto, and I'm telling you, if you haven't heard the name before, watch out. She will be, her and her husband and their ministry, a household name. This woman of God is a true woman of God. She operates in the prophetic, and I'm going to speak the apostolic as well. I don't know if anyone has spoken that, but I know she has the call of apostles. They are generals of the faith, hallelujah, and they desire to bring the testimony of Jesus Christ into the earth through the scriptures of Revelation 19:10. But the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Come on now. And through the prophetic equipment mantle that Robin has and operates in by the Holy Ghost, she's been able to set the captives free. I'm telling you, people have been delivered. The demonic, well, watch out. There is no demonic when she's around. Hallelujah, because the Holy Ghost is there. Hey, will you guys welcome with me Robin Kirby Ghetto. Girlfriend, welcome to the show.
Well, I'll tell you what, Francine, I was about to just scream and shout and grab a shofar when I heard just the intro, and then when you started speaking, I was thinking, we're about to just shout unto the Lord, and we're about to watch God arise and his enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. You know what? And you mentioned the shofar, and I happen to have one right in front of me, and I'm going to blow that shofar because we're making a declaration, woman of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Here we go. Hallelujah. Come on, people. Clap your hands for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Well, glory to God.
Yes, and he deserves all the glory. Praise God. And, you know, I want everybody to know, I want you to get your pads of paper out, your pen out, I want you to write down some information here. To get a hold of Robin and her ministry, head on over to godsfirewall.com. I tell you, the website is power-packed. There's so much information on there, and we're just going to be blasting that throughout the show. So, again, she's going to really bring out some keys that you need to be aware of in the season that we're in. But, Robin, you know, I love your ministry name, God's Firewall. And there's always a story, most of the time, behind the name that God has given us, like people of prophetic power. It's about people. It's not about one person. It's just about people and the power of Yeshua, the exousia of God. So tell me,
yeah,
what's the story behind the name?
Well, God just gave me such a massive hunger for his word. When Holy Spirit came in power on Resurrection Sunday and set me free of massive bondages of alcoholism, addiction, and fear in just one encounter by power, I didn't have to go to AA. I didn't have to go to any recovery program. I got delivered from a power that came down on high in high voltage, in high voltage that visited my person and swelled up that word of God, of holy scripture, of holy message in my person. And so God started showing me the anointing of Holy Spirit on his word. And Francine, it was like I could not get enough word. And my background, as far as before I was a minister, I have 2 degrees in social work, master's and bachelor's, and I worked in outpatient psych, inpatient psych. I worked in geriatrics. I worked with foster children that had been abused and were in foster care and were seriously mentally ill. But then I went and got my law degree, and one thing I love that God really just put in my person after getting that law degree, God said to me, Robin, you know how you have to go into a courtroom and you have to use the good law, the current law, the law that the court system uses in order to even argue your case. God said, daughter of God, I want you to know my word absolutely so much that all that comes out of your mouth is, it is written, it is written, it is written, it is written. So before I knew it, I just fell in love with Zechariah, because God gave me at a very young age, I started operating in what's called a seer anointing, where I just had massive visions and dreams, and God would come to me and just give me such revelations of truth in Scripture. And so who else better to start with in the prophetic in chapters besides Zechariah? I mean, this man is encountering, this prophet of God is encountering the angelic. He's encountering visions. He's hearing words from the Lord, and he is like giving such down from heaven that absolutely propels the kingdom of heaven in violent force in the earth. And so I fell in love with Zechariah 2, Zechariah 3, the whole book of Zechariah. But one of my favorite scriptures, of course, was Zechariah 2. And God said, I shall be a wall of fire around about her, and I will be the glory in the midst of her. And I am telling you, when that holy scripture came into my person, and I kept eating it and speaking it and eating it and speaking it, Francine, it was though as it transformed into a honey, into an anointing that absolutely consumed me. So God had me call this ministry God's Firewall. It is Zechariah 2:5, where God is a wall of fire around about you, and he is the glory in the midst of you.
Amen. You know, and when people meet you, I know for when we did at one of the James Gall meetings in Tennessee, and, I mean, we just, like, hooked up really quick because it's that fire. You know, it's that drawing fire on the altar. And, you know, he calls us to have that fire on the altar continuously in Leviticus, as it states. So I love the ministry name, and it truly makes a statement today, Robin, for what we're coming against, the diversities and the hypocrisy, and there's just so much, but there's fire and power in the name of Yeshua. And I want to just basically step on a couple areas, a couple toes,
yes.
to kind of blow the shofar over some areas to bring truth. But first off, I know that you've written many books out there. You have several in the workings with Destiny Image right now. But what inspired you to write the Glory to Glory Sisterhood books with Princess Warriors and so forth? What inspired you? What brought you to that place? What did you want to share to those out there?
Well, in 2004, I had just finished my second year of law school, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, Robin, I want you to take 6 months off from law school and write a book. And I just, out of blind obedience, that's the best description I can tell you, and in the prophetic, one of the pronounced characteristics, which is an attribute of Christ Jesus himself, is strict obedience. And what does that look like? When God speaks, you do it and you don't ask questions. You step out and you obey your commander-in-chief, Jesus Christ. You obey the Father. And so God told me to step out. And now you've got to remember, I've graduated with honors in all the programs I've ever been in. I've graduated with honors ever since I was in high school. And so here I am, and I'm writing a book, and out of all the subjects, my worst subject is English. I can make A's and B's and all the other subjects. And I am like, God, are you kidding me? Do you remember what my grades were in English? And it's like, I know how to speak the language, but I have difficulty at times writing it. And so God said, Robin, I just want you to trust me, and I have been preparing you, and I'm going to prepare you even more. So I wrote what I thought was like one book, and I never had written a book before. And God put on my heart the issue matter about women. I mean, that is just like a huge box of all that you can imagine. Because one of the things that God showed me with women is that men have better peer relationships, brother relationships in the body of Christ Jesus than women, because there's so many issues with all of our insecurities and all of our insecurities and wounds that have caused us to misjudge people, or either to have ungodly pride, or either to covet things that are not supposed to, that we're not supposed to covet. And God said, Robin, I just want you to be real, and I'm going to start taking my daughters through what's called a deliverance in order to raise them up in the place of unity of Psalm 133, because there God commands a blessing. And the interesting thing about it was, is God brought it about saying, he has a sisterhood. He has a sorority that is better than man-made sororities, and it's time for his daughters to come in unity. So I wrote what I thought was one book, and when I sent it to the publisher, they said there's a problem with it, and I figured there was, since it was my first book to ever write. And this is what the problem was. They said, it is not one book, Robin. You've written four books. So I'm like, okay. And I had to break them down. So actually, the Glory to Glory Sisterhood series is actually one huge book, but it's broken down into volumes. And the first one deals with women. And, of course, deals with my favorite issue about truly surrendering everything to Christ Jesus and being endued by the power of God's Holy Spirit. And what is the glory of God? Because that is just so twisted by the enemy and just so profaned that God is really bringing an establishment and a grounding and a fortification of what his glory looks like in order that we rise in the power of it. And then Princess Warriors, of course, I absolutely love, and it's one of my favorites too. That is intros into spiritual warfare, of course, but it starts with the fear of the Lord, because you cannot walk in the authority of Christ Jesus and do spiritual warfare unless you're in full submission of fear of the Lord, and you have that anointing by God's grace and Holy Spirit. Be clothed and be empowered by God's fear of the Lord, by Holy Spirit. And the next book that's coming out soon is going to be At His Feet. It is a book of massive deliverance and freedom, and it deals with issues such as jealousy, ungodly jealousy. It deals with rejection. It deals with unforgiveness. It deals with unhealthy devices, whether it be a bondage of some sort. And it's like I tell women, when that book comes out, get you three boxes of Kleenex, and you will be fine. Just shut yourself in with that book and use all three boxes of tissues that you've gotten. Now, the fourth book I absolutely love, it is called Destiny. It has such a massive anointing on it to literally usher women into the call of Christ Jesus by the word of God and power.
Amen, amen. Because, you know, the way that TV portrays a woman is so far from how the Lord sees us, you know, and we've, yeah. I love sharing that, you know, the Lord has called his women to arise in this season especially. You know, the Deborahs are arising, you know, and God has made you a Deborah, you know. I mean, it's just amazing. You look at how Deborah was a judge, you know.
Wow.
She had that that lawyer anointing on her, you know, and
yeah.
of making decisions, and she was a prophetess. And the more I read your writings, I'm seeing just the power of that arising in such a huge way of you being in the forefront of what's going on in the world today. And you have several manuals, or perhaps they are books, in regards to the healing of our soul. And when someone is wounded, it is very hard for them to step in to their call, because there's always something to pull them back because of remembrance of the past. And go into that a little bit more about your book on the healing of the soul. And I know you have one on the prophetic as well, because I think it's important, especially today, as we step into what is going on, we need to know who we are in Christ Jesus.
Yes, yes. And actually, what was interesting is that I had been doing School of the Prophets for 1 year, and as I was getting ready to end that first year of doing it, God said, Robin, I want you to start the School of Healing of the Soul. And he said, I'm going to give you the blueprint of man's soul, and I'm going to unlock scriptures that had not been unlocked before in order that man would be healed. When I say man, I mean that in terms of men and women. And God started revealing to me, because I had worked in outpatient psychiatry, and I actually reveal my own message and my own story that I don't really reveal in a Glory to Glory Sisterhood of Princess Warriors. It's more of an unveiling of the process that God took me through. Because actually, I was married at 19 years old, and at 19 years old, that was, back in 86, I was married to a man that my mother told me, Francine, and I wish I would have listened to her wisdom. She warned me, and as a Baptist woman, because I grew up Baptist at the time, my mother warned me. She said, Robin, the man that you're about to get with is demon-possessed. Now, I would not have thought anything light of it, except after we got married, he literally was, and all I can tell you is it was like the gates of hell were there at our house. And I have yet to ever see, since that time, any movie that would even come close to the literal torture and torment that I went through in my soul. This man would lock me in the house. We had a lock that was a latch key lock that would turn a bolt, that would turn with a key, and he would leave me locked in. He would take out the phone, and when he would come back, and on top of starving me, he would beat me profusely. This man was so possessed, he would not let me talk to anyone. It was as though I was literally in a prison, and God, thank you, Jesus, opened the door after 9 months, and I was able to get out of that place, because this man was about to kill me. He had already told me that he was about to kill me, and I was getting ready to just literally get to the place of what I'm about to die. But God opened the door by his grace, and I was able to flee out of that situation. And this man was chasing me up a hill at 2 a.m. in the morning, and I knew if this man caught me, I was going to be dead. I just knew it. And I had already gotten down to 87 pounds because he had starved me so much, Francine. Now, you got to keep in mind that in high school, I was in cheerleading. I was on homecoming court. I was best class favorite. I was best dressed. I was wittiest. I am talking about I was very secure and had a confidence, even in the Lord and my person then, where I just felt really good about who Robin was because I loved her. And as we love ourselves, Scripture says we can love others, right? Well, going through this process, I run up the hill, and God is so gracious that he has a policeman sitting at 2 a.m. in the morning on top of this hill where this man was about to grab me. And all I remember was I fell into this policeman's hands as a 19-year-old girl. And he said, what can I do for you? And I said, I have got to call my parents. They live in another city, and I've got to get away from this man because he's about to kill me. So I left him and my parents because he kept me prisoner so much. People could not really see how Robin's body looked like. I would go into the grocery store on occasion with him, and I would have the normal things like, what did you do? And, of course, I would say, I fell off a ladder. It was the normal things that women that have been abused go through. But in the midst of this process, after I left him and came back, my father actually saw his handprint bruises all over my body, and I'm now like 87 pounds. And, I mean, it was so much torment to my soul that all I can tell you is it did something to me. And the best description that I could tell you is being in social work and being a therapist, that we see what's called dissociative disorders or multiple personalities. Now, I didn't have multiple personalities, but I started disassociating. And when I was actually doing my internship at a children's village with children that had been actually sexually abused and physically abused, my supervisor came to me and she said, Robin, I need to talk to you. And I thought it was just supervision, you know, your weekly supervision and internship. And she said, Robin, have you ever been abused before? And I'm thinking, this woman is absolutely nuts. I've never been abused before. And this had only been 3 years after leaving that man, after God removed me from him. And he, of course, divorced me. He thought that this man had so much evil in his heart. I just totally was in rebellion. And in my rebellion, I took the law of the enemy. But God is good, and he redeems the time, and he brings us. He heals our backsliding, is what Scripture says. So here I leave that place. I go to a place where Robin is no longer, I don't have any self-confidence of Christ Jesus in me. I am just a basket case. I can't even sit in the room with another person without getting knots in my stomach, having a panic attack. And then all of a sudden, I started realizing after she confronted me in love, she said, Robin, you've been abused because you have these symptoms, which in social work and in therapy were common symptoms or indicators or triggers that you had been abused. And it was like this door opened, like those, you know how children stuff toys in the door so their parents can't see it? It was like this door opened in my soul, and all of a sudden it flooded, like there was a door that God, because God's gracious, right? So God shut this door in my soul because he knew how much I could bear, right, in order just to survive. And so it was like this door opened, and it flooded my soul, and all of these memories started going back in my head, and it all came back to me. Yes, I was abused, and my soul was so fractured. It was absolutely fractured. And this is why I am so passionate about the word, Francine, because it was going after the word, eating the word of God. I am telling you, there is power in it to heal you. And that is the process God took me through. He literally healed my soul. And what is interesting is, when I was in social work and when I was in ministry, it was as though these particular clients, what we call in, what they would call in therapy, SRA, for satanic ritual abuse. These are people that were kids. And as they were kids, they had either been in Masons or whatever that did satanic ritual abuse, which down in the South, that was very heavy. And these people would just gravitate by God's Holy Spirit and see Jesus lifted up in me. And they would just come to me, and I would just, it just seemed like I would get those kind of clients on top of just people in the church that had gone through this. And this is the grace of God. God began giving me the blueprint of man's soul, and he literally showed me the dynamics of his grace and of his holiness that allowed that time of processing to happen to people's soul, because God is a holy God, and he can only exist in holiness, right? He cannot exist in anything else but holiness, but his grace and mercy is so abounding that he allows areas that have been fractured of our soul. It's almost like doors, if you can imagine, for doors to be shut until it's time for the light of Christ Jesus to pierce that darkness. God dwells and inhabits that place in your person where his holiness can abide, because we're to work out our salvation in fear and trembling. And so God started showing me all these areas and began healing me like crazy. And it was as though I was on the Isaiah 35:8 highway of holiness, and God was taking me Mach 1. And this is what people couldn't understand. Here I am, I get set free, get healed, and God sends me past people that mentored me, Mach 1, just because I get the word like a lioness with meat, and I'm not letting go of it. It is in my paws, and I'm going to chew on it, and it's not leaving my mouth. And by the way, give me some water, too, of living water. And that is why I'm so passionate, because I have seen God do it to me, and as he did it to me, he's done it for others. Well, you would think, okay, this is only going to be like a three-session course, three classes. This is what God said to me, and this is going to wake his people up. Listen to how profound and how brilliant God is. God said to me, Robin, if it is going to take you eternity to study me, and you'll never get to the end of me, and if I created man in my image to reduce his soul to three classes, profaned them. And I was like, whoa. And God started to reveal to me, and this is what's interesting. It's funny because Kim Clement and I, it's just like we happen to be on the same parallel when it comes to the things of God. People will contact me and I'll say, well, Kim Clement's doing that too, Robin. Well, God told me 3 months before he did School of Healing of the Soul, which is basically the whole book of Nehemiah with other books of the Word that come in and reveal such truths to the gates of our soul. As you see the desolate city Jerusalem, you see the gates of our soul, but also, this is interesting, God turns the gates into the Fortitude series in Healing of the Soul, and we start seeing how the tongue of the enemy start speaking to our soul and operating, and how God removes that tongue and brings forth his tongue, here it is, Francine, of fire. Because this is what God showed me. He said, Robin, Matthew 3:11-12, Jesus, the Word, came to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. And God said, Robin, my Word should be so filled in you that when you eat of it, when it's in your person, that Word baptizes you in the Holy Spirit and fire, because it's Jesus, it's God's tongue of fire. And it is absolutely amazing. God told me 3 months out, so I planned it in Mobile, Alabama for January, and this was already October, September of the prior year. The same week that I'm finally in January doing it in Mobile, Alabama, Kim Clement is doing his Healing of the Soul the very same week. And this is how awesome God is, because he just loves to personalize everything. So everywhere I go, it's like he gets a personal car tag, a personal license plate, and he puts it right in front of me. And the day before I go to Mobile, Alabama to teach it, God has a personalized plate that says, Soul Food. Amen. And that's what he said. He said, Robin, people do not realize that their soul needs to be healed. And John Melendi said it best when Jesus visited him. He said, Jesus said to him that God the Father was grieved because there was another spirit that was operating in his church, and it was not Holy Spirit. The other thing that Jesus told him, Jesus said this. This is the very second thing, Francine. Jesus said that there were so many Christians backbiting each other in the church because they had wounds in their soul. And I've seen ministers get ahead of God because they have wounds in their soul. They have issues in their soul they have not dealt with. And because they're in rebellion, God will give them over to that which they desire, and they end up falling in sin. And it is, the latter is worse than the former, because the enemy's way extends heaven to your person if you are not filled with the Word of God.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that the truth? You know, and you, I want to tie this in to, first off, they can get this book, Healing of the Soul, on your website, godsfirewall.com, and they can get your books on Amazon as well as Walmart, correct?
Right. God gave me favor, and I didn't have to go to a board meeting to get in Walmart. God got me in Walmart in less than 24 hours, which I preach on my YouTube channel, which is wake up, don't go to the board meeting. Because the enemy will put boards over you every time to keep you down. But your father is the board meeting, and he breaks the board of the enemy off of your person, so you don't have to go to the board meeting, but you got to wake up and know that you don't have to go to it.
That's right. Oh, I love that. I love that. You know, I mean, those listening right now, you should be jumping up and down and so fired up about the Word of God, because God has an assignment for you. He has called you just as he's called David. You know, David was a young boy when he called him, and he called him when he was young, even though he became king when he was older, 17, 18 years old, however old he was. But he called him then. He's called you. He called you back then, and now it's time for you to arise. And I believe this book, Healing of the Soul, will just prepare you and propel you out, in such a massive way into the call that God has destined for you. You know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his plan. But the Lord has come to give you life abundantly. Grab a hold of that. You know, when Robin, I tell you, in the world and in the scheme of things, of what we're seeing, you have a dream that really depicts what's going on in the church today. The dream had to deal with what we call and what has invaded, again, the church in a massive way. And this spirit also has an older brother called Behemoth. And the younger one, or they run together, is Leviathan. I want you to go into this because this is a strong hold that the enemy is trying to grab a hold of within the church. Behemoth usually attacks governmental systems, people groups, churches, and so forth. But in Christ Jesus, we have the victory. But would you go into the dream and what the Lord has showed you through this dream, and how to speak to those who maybe not even have heard of these terms or words before?
Francine, is it the dream of my kitchen or the dream where I'm looking at giants?
Well, here, you know what? I guess they could all work. I know you're a dreamer, a seer.
Yes.
You had a dream where it was in a church, and the church was built as a barn structure.
Yes. Yes, now I know. Thank you very much. Oh, gosh. Holy Spirit was all over me when you just brought that back to my remembrance. Yes, I was going into this church, and in the church building on the left side, like as I walked down this long hall, on the left side there was this Sunday school classroom, I guess you would say it would be, and the walls were painted ivory. It was not pure white. It was ivory. And then directly across the hall was the sanctuary, but actually the sanctuary looked like a movie theater. The stage was black. The curtains were black. The seats were black. And, I mean, it was just nothing but entertainment. And then all of a sudden I started walking back down the hall, and as I looked down the hall, there was also a place where the bride was to sit, and God had me sit in that place where he showed me that things were coming forth with the bride. And out of that particular sitting, he showed me the ribs and indicated how woman came out of man's ribs. And God started showing me how the true bride comes forth out of Jesus Christ. And then as God revealed it, I immediately go into this bathroom, and we know that bathrooms usually indicate deliverance, right? This bathroom painted a putrid green. I mean, like you would run out. It's not a beautiful green. It is a putrid stench green. And in that bathroom, the mirror had like ashes all over it. You could not even look in the mirror because you could not see anything because of the ash. And inside of the bathroom, there was this couple. And now this couple I know is already divorced. And it was shortly after I had the dream that they actually got divorced. And they're in the shower, and they get out, and they said, oh, yeah, we just washed off. And I'm looking at them like they're crazy. And, of course, they're dressing clothes in a dream. And so they get out. They leave the bathroom. And I'm thinking, I didn't hear any water running. I pull back the shower curtain, and there's nothing but cobwebs all in the shower. And they did not even turn the water on. And then all of a sudden, a door opened. And as the door opened, God had me leave and walk out. And I turned around, and it was as though God had a huge mark on the building, as though it was marked for judgment. And this is what God started revealing to me. God started revealing to me, of course, at that time about the spirit of Leviathan. And what is interesting is God revealed that part of the name of Leviathan is Levi. And that is where we see the tribe of Levi, those that were dedicated unto the Lord, those that served in God's house. And so God started showing me how the enemy actually wants to penetrate the church and go into the priesthood. Because remember, Satan was close to God, right, as Lucifer.
Yes.
And when he was close to God as Lucifer, it was when he was exalted where? In his heart, above that which God had called him to, that all of a sudden we see pride. But this is what's interesting. Pride is the birthing venue, you would say, for iniquity. And so God started showing me how the enemy is looking to penetrate the church. And the first place he's looking to penetrate, of course, is the priesthood. But, of course, this is where we got to stay in a repentant and contrite heart and just live a lifestyle of repentance. Well, then God started revealing to me, and this is what blew my mind. He showed me how the spider web, how the enemy is like he weaves a web, and there's adder eggs, as Isaiah says, in that web. And as we see those eggs in the web, they break open and vipers come out. God started showing me that the spider web is like a telephone line in order for that spirit to communicate. And what does it do? It gets one person into the web in one area, and then it might, let's say, it might be a ministry or church, for example, and there might be another leader over on the other side of the ministry in that same web. Well, this is how deceitful the spirit is. It will speak to one person, and it will speak against the anointing, because what it absolutely hates, it hates Jesus Christ. It hates the anointing. And so what it's going to do is immediately start attacking anyone who walks in the anointing, especially that would confront this spirit. Well, God eventually started showing me also as well in another dream. In the same dream, I was actually in a room, and in this room is actually in another church. And another church, and in the dream, all these people were looking for Mr. and Mrs. Pride. And as they were looking for Mr. and Mrs. Pride, they were all tall, indicating leaders of this particular church or ministry, we would say, for example. And as they were looking for Mr. and Mrs. Pride, they said, "We have to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Pride." And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and a partition separates me from the rest of the people. And then God started showing me something else. He started showing me specifically attacks of Leviathan that would come against me personally, that I would have to endure, not for a little season, but I'm talking about for years. And as I went through those attacks for years, that God's grace would be sufficient. So I have this dream, and I tell my husband about it, and Rich says, "Robin, I cannot believe you had that dream." "I know. I repent. I can't believe I had that dream." Because, you know, there's people that were specific in my dream. I'm like, "I can't believe I'm thinking about that," you know. And I'm thinking, "Robin's got to repent. God, help me, Jesus." And so we're sitting in a particular ministry at that time, and we are there, my husband and I, he knows my dream. Francine, all of a sudden, my dream starts happening, all the details.
Oh, wow.
And I look at my husband. He looks at me. Our jaws are dropped open. And I looked at him, and I'm like, "This does not end well for me for a while." I'm like, "God's grace has got to be sufficient," which it was. But this is what God showed me. It was so amazing. He said, "Robin, I'm going to put you in what he called at that time," he still tells me, Hebrews 4, bubble. And it is like a Hebrews 4 rest. It literally is like a bubble around you. It is a place where you're in the shadow of God Almighty, inaccessible to the enemy. Well, all of a sudden, I started going through these severe persecutions, severe attacks, which God had already told me would come against me. And as they would come against me, it was like all that was in this bubble of Hebrews 4 was nothing but liquid love is the best description I can tell you. I cannot tell you any other way. And it was like every time they would speak against me or come against me and do what I would see as spiritual abuse, it was like all that would come in my person is liquid love. And he would not allow anything to penetrate my person or to come near me. But this is what God showed me. He said, they think, this is how deceiving Leviathan is, they think they are hearing Holy Spirit because of the communication system of the spider's web. Oh, well, if God told me and now I'm talking to you and God told you. So this must be what? God. But see, God, there's no grounding in the Word. And if there's no grounding in the Word, it is that easy to be deceived. But the way it starts, of course, is with self-righteousness, which is the behemoth, and pride, yes, which is Leviathan. And so
that's
God
right.
has really had me really expose those spirits, because those were the spirits exposed in Job. And those two spirits are the two spirits that God absolutely is exposing in this hour, because it is a breeding ground for just iniquity. And he does not want iniquity in his church.
Amen. You got that right. You know, and you find that some people that are affected by this Leviathan spirit, they do not in no way want to receive deliverance. They fight the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Their scales are of rejection, lust, and hurt, insecurities. They're usually very self-righteous,
yes,
rather, and have such a religious spirit over them. And yet, through the Holy Spirit, through prayer and fasting, and
yes,
and that's why God's bringing his people, we're being enlightened by the true word of God. The remnant is rising to stand up against these spirits and to make others, to show others, what does it look like, you know, to have these Leviathan spirits or the behemoth spirits, so that you're aware and that you don't get sucked into that web, that
yes,
spider web.
Yes.
What a great illustration. My gosh, powerful.
Well, God is awesome, and one thing that is so amazing is how alive his scripture is when the anointing is there to reveal the truth, because only Holy Spirit can do that. Man cannot do that. Unless the anointing is there, man cannot do that.
That is so true, so true. And he's revealing the truth so we may be free, that we may see and have that freedom. It's just powerful, you know, and there's just so much out there, too. I just want to touch on some other areas. I mean, the time is just really running ahead of us, but it's powerful because as watchmen on the wall, we're revealing what's in the church, what's going on, and those that are hungry for Yeshua, those that are passionate, thirsting and hungering for righteousness, and then you see others that are really, even the elect in this hour, that are falling prey to false doctrine. There's mixed.
Yes.
And Matthew 24:24, you know, states and talks about that many shall be deceived, even the elect. And it's so important for us that we cling to the word of God and know the truth so it can set us free. I mean, we've allowed, like in Revelation 2:20, Jezebel to come up and to teach and seduce God's people. And
yes,
one of these ways are by introducing the Kundalini spirit, which is the third eye. You had a great article about that. Will you share a little bit about that? Because there are so many people that look to others in the pulpit, and they
yes,
say, wow, you know, they're ministers, and this must be something that God is opening up to us right now. But it's a lie.
Yes, yes. And what is interesting is we have another ministry called 22 is 22, and the IS is for Isaiah, and it's Isaiah 22:22, the King of David. And in that ministry particularly, my husband and I do equipping with young people in the prophetic and in the gifts of Holy Spirit, and we also really accelerate them to get hungry and thirsty for the righteousness of prayer. And so we have prayer targets at our meetings, and we focus on what the Spirit of God wants us to pray for, and the Word of God comes before we get into prayer, and as the Word of God plows the field and gets our hearts ready, it is like we are just filled up and ready to go forth like warriors just heading off to battle, like that war horse. Well, this is what Amen. God did. He showed me in one of those meetings. It was actually in a meeting a few years ago. And in that meeting, things were going normal, but all of a sudden I started noticing that there were some different things going on at that meeting because some people had come that had not come before, and we want to offer a venue for people just to feel safe and to come to a place to where they can feel that they can step out and have opportunity just to start praying and opening their mouth and speaking what they hear God saying to them. But other ministries sometimes come and bring their young people to our meetings, and that's actually what happened at this one particular meeting. And I started noticing as we were doing what we call the equipping session, where women are with women and men are with young guys, and what we do is we have what's called wisdom facilitators, those that are anointed by God's Holy Spirit to facilitate different small groups. And I started noticing in one of our small groups that there were a few people that were doing things that just were throwing red flags left and right. There was, first of all, chaos. There was disorder. And there was this absolute commotion that was absolutely distracting the whole meeting. And I started noticing that it was going throughout all of those groups where these particular young people were under these particular leaders that were adults. And I started just getting red flags left and right. And so we get into the Word, and while I'm preaching, what I call preaching is teaching and preaching by Holy Spirit in the Word. I love that. While I'm delivering the message, it is like, you know, there's an anointing because sometimes you have warfare while you're teaching or ministering. And it's so if God is getting you to do battle and warfare, and you're listening to the Father at the same time, and it's like God has possessed your mouth with His Word and Holy Spirit, and He's speaking the message out. I just knew that something was different. It did not feel right, and I did not have any peace, and Holy Spirit brings that peace by the Word of God. He brings that shalom. Well, I started noticing in worship, it was as though, this is the best description, I can only give you descriptors about it. It felt like I was a rag doll with 80 demons around me is the best description for Francine. And it felt like they were pushing me, and I was this rag doll that they were just throwing all over the room. And so, of course, when that meeting happened, and I know the worship leader, he is absolutely amazing. What I would agree with, I love off the chain. I love to say that. God has such an anointing
you
on this young
word.
Man. I love, when I heard your intro, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm about to shout right here. But he's got such an anointing. So I knew that something was wrong. If I was not able to worship in that kind of music, you know what I'm talking about? I knew something was wrong. And so the meeting ends, and I just look at my core leaders, and I shake my head, and I said, did y'all feel what just happened in this room? And I just cried out to God. I said, God, what just happened to me? Because something happened. You know, you just have that discernment of the discerning of spirits, and God starts showing you. And God spoke to me right there, Francine. And he said, Robin, it is Kundalini. It is a serpent in the spine. Look it up. That's what it is. And I had not heard of that, Francine. And it was everything that was represented that I saw there. And this is what is so scary. As we have young people, you know, young people are so hungry for the prophetic that if they do not have good watchmen that watch over their soul and that just really are like a hedge of God around them, they can get carried away and go to these meetings. And it is actually another spirit that comes and it tries to imitate Holy Spirit, but it is not Holy Spirit, because Scripture clearly indicates in John 15 that Holy Spirit Spirit does not speak his own message, but he only speaks the message of the Father that the Father has given to him, and that message will always testify of Jesus Christ. Well, I love Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit came upon me on Resurrection Sunday when I was bound up, drinking at that time 12 beers a day. I could not get out of this bondage. I am telling you, I was a woman bound. So this is why I love Holy Spirit so much, because on that Resurrection Sunday, during offertory hymn, the worship choir was playing, and this time I'm going to a Pentecostal church. I left the Baptist church, and I was needing some desperation and some deliverance, and God led me to the Pentecostal church. And I was there on Resurrection Sunday, and it was like this golden honey color. It's the only way I can describe it. This gold honey-looking anointing oil came down from out of the ceiling. And it just started coming on my person, and God, they're playing the offertory hymn, and they're singing, they're offering, "My Redeemer Lives." God tells me to stand up, and I'm thinking, what am I about to experience? And all of a sudden, power came on high and came in my body, where I shook with the fire of God, burning up the chaff of that destruction that was bent to destroy me. But God sent the Holy Spirit and fire to consume it, and in one moment I was set free. So I absolutely know God's Holy Spirit. I love God's Holy Spirit. I speak in the evidence of tongues. I operate heavily in the spirit of prophecy, which is also Holy Spirit, and I operate in the gifts of Holy Spirit. So we really have a covetousness to just guard the anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And not let a fly, because you can just let a little fly get in the oil, and it will totally contaminate the anointing. And so I just perceived, Francine, that something was wrong. God started showing me and started revealing it, and he immediately just started showing me easily how this deception is so big in the church. And the scary thing is it's really heavily in the prophetic. And I see God right now, even as we're speaking, bringing in a huge broom, like a threshing floor. And God says, I'm threshing the prophetic arena, the prophetic voices of the nations. And he's going to clean up the prophetic arena and remove that spirit out of all of these ministries that have a true heart that's after God, that are totally set on his plans and purposes, and they are lifting up Jesus. But this type of deception, if we are not grounded in the Word and know it backwards
That's
and
right.
forward, we will be. Because if it were possible, if it were, even the elect could be deceived. And what is absolutely astounding is when we did our conference in Gulf Shores in March, we do our conference down there twice a year, and in Gulf Shores, God had us do the Army and the Navy and what he calls God Firewall SEALs, like the Navy SEALs and the Army of God's Word, and our focus was Timothy, 2 Timothy 2, and the saints
That's
came
right.
marching in. And in that, God had me bring in, because I have such, you know, it's like I want to study everything, and I want to see God and Jesus and Holy Spirit in everything. And it's like I
That's
can't
right.
study enough just to see him, you know. So for that particular training, we're doing Greek, right, because we're in 2 Timothy 2. We're doing Greek, and of course, 22 of the Greek letters come from the Hebrew alphabet, which we already have done a very intense study in the School of the Prophets of the Hebrew alphabet from the ancient Paleo-Hebrew, but God started doing this to Greek. So God said, Robin, this is how awesome God is. He said, Robin, I want you to do the particular Greek letters that did not come from the alphabet, from the Hebrew language, because I'm about to reveal something to the bride. And now remember, God's given me all the scriptures already. I tell people I'm God's Jerry Rice. I'm his wide receiver. I just go out long. He throws me the ball. And I trust that I'm going to make a touchdown by Holy Spirit. You know, it's literally blind faith. So I'm like, okay, God, hallelujah, what are you going to do? So I start doing each scripture, and the first scripture we look at, the first Greek letter was chi. What's interesting, because the first class was chief and commander, and chief is C-H-I, which is Chi. And what God started revealing to us, of course, which I had no clue until that we studied this, is the word is what's called a chiastic structure. It literally forms an X where it starts at one area and it comes back to another verse, and it totally mirrors itself. And Daniel's full of chiastic structures. The Torah is full of chiastic structures. And all of the Greek, the New Testament, it's full of chiastic structures where God's trying to tell you, what is a chiastic structure? It's this: I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to tell you, and then after I tell you, I'm going to tell you that I told you. It's like Jesus, who is, who was, and who is to come. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's right. Yeah,
God's
word,
he's always doing that. For one thing, Francine, is because he's trying to just pound like an iron pillar his word into our person. So he's always pretty much giving us the same message. So I'm like, oh, glory to God, chiastic structure. Then God has us go into Omega, and he has us go into other particular things. But he has me talking about DNA, RNA, and proteins. And how DNA is a double strand, right? And how RNA is a single strand. And I'm thinking, God, this is great. And then he has me going to the book of Enoch and bringing Jude. And we're doing the book of Jude, and then we're going into the book of Enoch. And then towards on the very last day, the very last class, God has me do Psi, P-S-I. This is what blew my mind. God had already had me reveal in the teaching that this kundalini, this other spirit, is like a virus. And he had me show that once, because a virus, you know what, this is what blew my mind. A virus is a message to the body that your body has to accept. And once your body accepts the message, it is like watching a movie, but you see the finished production. You don't see the editing. You don't see the cutting and the splicing. You know what I mean?
Right.
You see the finished movie. That's what that spirit of kundalini is. It is trying to send another message to God's body. It's a virus. Well, this is what I found out with Psi that absolutely blew my mind. And God already talked about virology and brought in RNA and DNA to show you how dynamic God wants to reveal this truth to us in order that this spirit be uprooted out of his church. In the Greek letter Psi, this is what blew my mind, P-S-I, it is known as in what's called virology. Okay, I've never heard of virology, but it, of course, it's a study of viruses. That's a given. But in virology, it is the site packaging signal that carries the virus.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow.
And this is what absolutely blew my mind. The virus they use was AIDS. And it literally gets in to how it's packaged in what looks like a good cell. And that good cell goes to what else? T helper cells. But when I think of T helper, I think of Tav, which is the 22nd letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is the ancient symbol of the cross. It's covenant. It's mark. These virus cells that are packaged, it's like UPS coming to your door. Knock, knock, knock. Here's a package. You take it in your house. You go, yay, I've got a package. That's how these cells operate. It goes to T helper cells, and I kid you not, if you could watch a YouTube video on it, it literally looks like the T helper cells are holding up their hands, praising God. And then this virus cell comes to it, and it reaches out. It has these leaves, looking little sprouts coming out of it, and it grabs hands with the T helper cells. And then it kisses it. That's what it looks like. And they actually call these things like dime kissing and sugar puckering with cells. And it actually goes inside of that healthy cell. And get this, is this not revealing? It cuts the cord of unity in order to mesh in and blend in. And it sends the message throughout the cell. And now it comes back up. And it spreads that whole message throughout your body. So it only takes one message in order to send this through your body. But this is what's interesting. Scientists are working ferociously trying to find the cure, right? We've known this for years. And they've used other types of viruses that can be somewhat similar for them to at least get a heads on before they can figure out how to deal with the AIDS virus. Well, what happened is, they have found out there's something what's called a deletion. You know, like if you've written something on your computer, just push the button, delete. Science,
right.
Literally, they have what's called a deletion. And they've been trying to figure out what kind of deletion, because this is what's it, can delete the message. Delete. Just delete the message, right?
Wow.
And they have studied and found that nothing works. But this is what's so funny, because we went to the book of Enoch. We're studying eagles. And right before we go to the park, there is a mom that's given birth to two baby eagles at Gulf State Park, right by the Nature Center, where we're doing our meeting. And God said, Robin, I'm lifting up my eagles. And my eagles are going to come up, and they're going
that's
to fly.
Prophetic.
But this is what made me want to run. We were all standing up by this time, Francine, at the end, after we're doing sigh, and we're glory to God, he's raising up his warriors. We're about to march. We're God's firewall sealed, because we're sealed in the power of the blood, the Holy Spirit. Well, all of a sudden, they found one deletion that works with this other particular virus. Guess what the virus is called? Guess what the deletion is called? It's called nested deletion. Nested, like an eagle's nest.
Yeah.
Nested like an eagle's nest. Well, this is what's crazy. We had already studied how the horned owl looks for the eagle's nest in order to go get in the eagle's nest and start planting itself there, that some occasions a horned owl will be on one end of the eagle's nest while the eagle's inside of there. But the horned owls are totally intimidated by eagles, that if there's an eagle in the area, rises up in the anointing that God's put on eagles, then it will absolutely get away from the area. And this is what God told me. He said, Robin, it's time for my mature saints to rise up as eagles and build nests. Go out,
Amen.
Fly, and start equipping and have spiritual babies, spiritual offsprings. And you know what? Teach them to rise up as spiritual eagles of the word of God, and rise up and go fly out and go make nests. This is the pure church. That's what we're looking at.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. You know, the word declares, when you were talking about 2 Timothy and 2:15, that we really need, the body of Christ really needs to study and show thyself approved unto a God, and to God a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We really need to get out there and discern. Discernment is key in this hour. You know, is this truly from the word of God? I mean, we have the Kundalini spirit out there. People saying that, let's throw the eagle aside and let's grab a hold of the owl, you know, and not realizing where that spirit comes from, you know, and we're just grabbing a hold of what people are saying instead of going into the word and researching it, eating it ourselves. And that's why I love your ministry. It's out there in the forefront. It is declaring the truth and the word of the Lord. And I mean, we so appreciate you. And I just, you know, I know that God's hand is upon you and your husband in the ministry, and where he's taking you guys is just beyond what you even could imagine. You know, when I was praying today, I saw, because I see a lot in pictures and so forth, and what I saw was centers, like you are going to open up a center, and other centers are going to, of like-minded individuals that know the truth and come together and have these teachings. And it's worldwide that people all over can connect to these. But I saw your material and you ministering worldwide in these centers and in your own center. And it was just so powerful. It's a network of God's generals working together. You know, he's calling us to come together in unity, and I'm not talking about this false unity of mixture. I'm talking about the word of God, you know. So I'm excited of what God is doing for you, and I always see bags in your hands for you and your husband, and I also saw, too, and I think I mentioned this to you, too, is that I felt like your husband sometimes feels that he's in the background, but the Lord is moving him to the front, the forward, and he's going to use him in a more specific way of even healing. And he's got a word that the Lord has been germinating within him, and the Lord is going to have that time and that where he'll be able to share it in power and in truth, and the transformation that's going to come not only through him but to others because of what he carries. It's all about God. It's the Holy Ghost moving through him. But I just see him moving to the forefront instead of the background. But watch out,
Hallelujah.
Out, Nina, we're excited for you guys. We love you. I urge everyone to head on over to godsfirewall.com. And then you're also on Facebook, and you have such awesome articles that you transpire to your blog. How can they reach you by Facebook? Just your name?
Yeah, just my name, Francine. They could just put actually on my wall, on godsfirewall.com. When they get to the homepage in the top right, there's a little Facebook thing that they can click on and go straight to my wall.
Praise God. Well, I want you, we've kind of went over time, but it's okay. It's going to be archived. I want you to speak to those out there. What are you seeing? And then if you are hearing anything for anyone, a word of knowledge, I want you to speak that forth now. And then we're going to pray for those that perhaps have not received the Lord as their Savior. To go and do that. So, I just release you now. Amen. Prophesy.
Hallelujah. The Lord says that that there are those that are on this line that he's been stirring you to even take you deeper into the prophetic anointing of Holy Spirit of Revelation 19:10, which is the spirit of prophecy, the ruach of prophecy, the pneuma of prophecy, and I declare in and upon you the increase of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that will come forth in the spirit of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ, to come forth as a sword of the Spirit out of your mouth that will utterly cut the cords of demonic strongholds and bring forth the fire of God's Holy Spirit of the very flame of the Lord, and that will bring forth rivers of living water. I also see God showing me that there's some people, it's like they're shaking. I see people standing, and it's almost like there's an earthquake under your feet, and it's very tough. He keeps saying the word tough. You're in a very tough and trying season, and it's almost like the enemy's tried to discourage you and tried to bring you to a point of hopelessness, but God says that he has brought you forth into a place where his hope does not disappoint, and God says that he's even shifting you right now because your hope has been set on things that are of man. Almost like man has tried to tell you where you're supposed to be. And God says he will not let man touch his anointing, but he is moving you powerfully into a season, I even hear this, of separation unto himself in a greater measure of holiness, where he's causing you by the spirit of understanding, even in the midst of worship, for you to know the call of Christ Jesus upon your life. God says there's many that are on this call. They are seeking and they are questioning and they're inquiring, what has God called me to? God says he's about to visit you in greater measure in dreams and visions. I hear just such an outpouring of Holy Spirit as it talks about in Joel 2 of the outpouring of Holy Spirit that comes forth in dreams and visions. God says he's even given unto you now, and there's going to be a great anointing of understanding, knowledge, and wisdom to really eat the word in even greater measure, to have a greater comprehension, a greater perception of the word, in order that when he gives you these dreams and visions, that you will have an understanding that will accelerate you on the highway of holiness. And I even see the enemy. I see the enemy's hands like the thief that comes to steal, and he's actually stealing like what looks like a money bag. And the Spirit of God says that which the enemy has stolen from you, and I see the sword of the Spirit coming and cutting off the hand of the enemy that would try to rob you. And God says, go back to that place which he told you to go to, where he said he would prosper you. For the enemy fought you at that place, because that is the place of the call, that is the place of the anointing, that is the place of increase. I also, too, see, it's like I hear like headaches, I hear a word of knowledge that there's someone with headaches, and it's almost like migraines. And I take authority over that spirit that is attacking your person, that is attacking your mind and yourself, and I command it to loose you in the name of Jesus Christ, and I call in the perfect word of the Lord, of that helmet of salvation that is upon your head, of 1 Corinthians 2:16, that says that you have the very mind of Christ Jesus, and that you carry the thoughts of the Father's heart, that you know his perceptions and thoughts towards you. And it's these are trying times. I hear the Spirit of God saying that these are trying times that are trying men's souls. And God's allowing us, he's given us a grace to endure this, what we would perceive as fire, but we're going to come out not smelling like smoke, because this is what's happening. God told me that September, he kept telling me before we went into September, that September would be a month to remember. There is going to be such massive shift in the earth and such a massive transition that you can mark your calendars. All the days that you are going to be here on the earth, you will never forget this month. That is how big an impact that God's going to make in this hour in the month of September. And God says he's allowing the trials and the tribulations in order that you would see the high door in this next season that he has for you in the double portion. God says the enemy would cause you to settle for that which you know, what you're familiar, what you're comfortable with. And God said he will not allow that for his son or his daughter, for he's called you to a new anointing, Psalm 92:10, a fresh anointing. And I see Revelation 3:8 that Jesus has opened a door wide open that no man can shut. And I see God ushering his people into this next season. And this is the time, as Francine's intro is and what she declares in their ministry is, this is the time for the army of God to really rise up. There is going to be such a violence of heaven to really hit the earth in this hour. You're going to see Matthew 11:12-13, where God's kingdom violent lovers are going to seize the kingdom of heaven with violence and by force. And even for you and your husband, Francine, I hear the Spirit of God saying that he's opening up Asia to you, that you're going to have even like a radio in Asia, that you're going to be heard on the radio over in Asia. And it's not going to be internet, Francine. It is literally like there's going to be some radio station, somebody that God's just going to give you such massive favor with, that he is going to get your ministry out into Asia. And I see it going all in the waves like electricity, like light. And I hear John 1:5, where the light pierces the darkness and the darkness does not overcome it. God says, get ready, for I'm even stretching out your tent pegs. I hear England. God says there's going to be massive favor with England. And God says there's going to be a great drawing of his person to even people in the UK towards you and your ministry, towards you and your husband. And God says he's really armored you in such of his person, but it's almost like the armor has just doubled. It's that double portion, as Elijah told Elisha. God says that even the greater anointing is going to be upon you to even see spirits in a greater measure, but to also see the angelic host, as Elijah talked about opening up his servant's eye so they could see that the angelic hosts that were with them were more than those that were against them. God says he's going to give you greater strategy and prayer and intercession, even over nations. And I also see God saying for those that are yearning, that are upon this line, God says for those that are yearning, that are absolutely hungry and thirsty for more of his word, more of the fullness of Isaiah 11:2, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of knowledge, wisdom, understanding, might, counsel, and the fear of the Lord and wisdom. God says to declare over you that Isaiah 11:2, come forth upon your person, well, you will be lifted up in that anointing by Holy Spirit to walk into the call of Christ Jesus as you go after the prize of the high call in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we receive it. Amen. Wow, what an, I tell you, our God is like off the chain.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, my gosh. You know, and I want it, for those that are listening too, you know, everyone wants intimacy with God. Everyone has a void inside of them that they just can't get enough of love from things and people or even events. And it only comes from God. And God wants to transfer his love to you right now. If you admit to God that you've made mistakes, and we all have, just say, I'm sorry, Lord. Some of you have made financial mistakes, moral mistakes. Again, we've all made mistakes. But tell the Lord that you're sorry. And I believe that the blood of Jesus, the Messiah, is enough. He is so enough to wash them all away. And then believe that the creator of the universe wants to take up residence within you. Jesus in you, the hope of glory. I just never lose sight of that, that Jesus is within you. That power, that love, that anointing, that is within you. And he wants to raise you up in this time and season for the assignment that he has birthed you for. So just say right now, just say, Lord, I know that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe with all my heart that you died on the cross for my sins and you rose from the grave to give me life. I know you are the only way, the only way. So now I just receive you in awe and I thank you, Lord, Father God, that you have set me free, and I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. And I want you to call our ministry line. Just go to popem.org. Call God's Firewall. Go to Robin's site. Let her know how much a blessing she is for the kingdom of God, her and her husband and the ministry team, and bless their ministry. The word that God has seeded within her is to pour out unto all people. Help them do that by pouring into them. And,
wow,
of course, for us as well, we'd love to hear from you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Robin, oh, my gosh, powerful. We love you, and we appreciate you, and we lift you up in the name of Jesus. And we just bless you as Ezra was blessed through a king that didn't even want to release, but he knew the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He knew he had to release what was rightfully Ezra. So we release the blessings onto you, Deuteronomy 1:11, a thousandfold to you in your ministry.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you and your husband so much for allowing me the privilege and honor just to be here, Francine.
Amen. Amen. Well, hey, everyone, we thank you so much for joining us on Upfront in the Prophetic. Hallelujah. We're going to end with an awesome song, We Prepare the Way, by Rick Pino. Come on, let it rock. Woohoo! Bless you until next time. And look on Upfront in the Prophetic, because we're looking to have Jonathan Kahn on, a powerful message about the Shemitah, and you're going to want to hear it. So God bless you, everyone. Until next time.
Oh, Lord, give us